Michigan State's College of Music is teaming up with MSU's Serling Institute for Jewish Studies in Modern Israel to present a symphony, but one with a lot of emotional weight to it. One note, the MSU College of Music is an underwriter of WKAR, and some of the issues in the following feature may be too sensitive for younger listeners. When it comes to Dmitri Shostakovich, for his 13th symphony being performed this weekend in both East Lansing and Detroit, his subject matter isn't something romantic. Instead, for Shostakovich, it's Babi Yar, a site of immense horror during the Holocaust. That place, Babi Yar, is a ravine outside Kiev, where Nazis killed approximately 30,000 Ukrainian Jews in the span of about 48 hours, and left the bodies there. But much about Babi Yar was repressed post-war by the Soviet Union. As Dr. Amy Simon, who specifically deals with Holocaust studies at MSU's James Madison College, explains.
Another reason that it's maybe less well-known among lay people in the United States, for example, is that people think about concentration camps, they think about death camps, they think about Auschwitz, and this is a different part of the story. And like many of these sites, they were kind of hidden but also well-known. So it wasn't, you know, in the town square that these shootings were taking place, but it also wasn't too far away. So it was kind of an open secret what was going on as people were being, you know, brought out to the ravine for shooting.
As part of these two performances with the MSU Symphony and Choirs, Dr. Simon will also be participating in a pre-concert lecture about Shostakovich's Babi Yar Symphony, as well as a work by Charles Davidson called I Never Saw Another Butterfly. That uses poetry written by Jewish children who lived and oftentimes died in the Theresienstadt concentration camp. An effort by the MSU College of Music and MSU's Michael and Elaine Serling Institute for Jewish Studies in Modern Israel to provide more context before a concert of very complex and emotional music. I asked Dr. Simon, given her expertise in Holocaust studies, how one is able to learn and explore these topics of the Holocaust and not lose themselves.
That requires many years of practicing kind of psychological techniques of distancing. The reason I got into this in the first place is that I do feel a lot of empathy for victims. So it's hard to keep that distance because that's why I'm interested in the first place. I don't approach it as purely a historical event that happened a long time ago and far away, but I have to, right, for self-preservation kind of.
Conversely, for MSU artist faculty member Mark Rucker, who will be singing the Shostakovich Babi Yar, he learned not to shield himself from the emotion, but after a discussion with a colleague, found an empathy with his own path as an African American.
We were talking one day, and I said, I was trying to get into the mind of this thing, and she said, I think you should get into your own mind. In your history, in your family history, in what happened back in slavery, you know, use that too. And I can't tell you how much that meant to me, because I immediately went back in my mind and went, how did those people feel? Many times, people of power have tried to do the very thing. Somebody says something about you, you don't like, you try to get rid of them. You try to get rid of that way of doing it. Well, this piece shows you can't. I think it's an ingenious way of communicating that in this piece.
Dr. Amy Simon and Professor Mark Rucker, two participants in Shostakovich's 13th Symphony, Babi Yar. Saturday's combined lecture and concert at the Wharton Center starts at 7 p.m., while another performance Sunday afternoon at Orchestra Hall in Midtown Detroit starts at 2. More information at music.msu.edu. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley.